Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Huge moment in the game, in which there were many moments, and the Billikens go on to win that 183-75 over Drake. Joining us is Travis Ford. I just loved that moment, Coach. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Doing well. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. When Yuri made that play, I was actually sitting behind that basket with my sixth grade girls basketball team, the Junior Rams. We enjoyed that game immensely last night. And I saw Yuri give a little signal, and I said, here we go. He's going to take this upon himself. And a screen was set, and he took it to the hole and scored. What a moment.
Yeah, no question. We were battling in the second half, trailing most of the second half, just about all the second half. And, under about the 4 or 5 minute mark, he started to make some really big plays. Javon Pickett made a lot of big plays. Fred Thatch, it was a total team effort. I thought offensively we were pretty good most of the night. We were just struggling getting stops. And you got to give Drake credit. They were making some tough threes, some deep threes. And they're a really, really good offensive basketball team. But I just love that, we finally showed some toughness to our team under the 4 or 5 minute mark. And that's something we've been looking for. I don't think we've been playing very tough physically or tough mentally, and really proud of how we finished the game. And obviously, you're a big part of that.
Yeah, big part of that, big score there. And the Billikens win this game by 8. They were down by 9 in the second half. I know that one was probably gnawing at you, as well as the halftime score. I want to reel back to the first half. Javonte gets off to a great start. I want to get into that, too, because I know that you've had some talks with him, and he looks so confident. And then just your defense. As you mentioned, Drake hit some big shots. They're up by 1 at the break on you suddenly. What can you tell us about that halftime visit with your team?
Yeah, I wasn't very happy at all with our defense. We have 40 points at halftime. That should be enough to give you a minimal 5-7 point lead at home. But we couldn't get stops. And defense has kind of been has been a strength of ours of lately. The defensive numbers have been incredible for us. But, at halftime, I walked into the locker room with our team, and I just started going over stats. I said they're shooting 47%. Obviously, they have 41 points. 47% from the field, 36% from three. They played 9 players. 9 players scored for them. We didn't turn them over one single time. They had 0 turnovers at halftime. I was like, these are just atrocious stats defensively. And it's amazing we're only down 1. Luckily, our offense for the first 10 minutes was really, really good of the first half. The second 10 minutes, but we got back to what's been giving us problems. We've been kind of trying to hit home run plays early in the shot clock and trying to thread a needle, with a pass, trying to force things rather than just let the offense work. We got away from that because I thought we could have scored 50 points in the first half. So I wasn't very happy at all how we ended the half. Especially on the defensive end. And then we come out second half, Tom, and kind of do the same thing for the first 7-8 minutes. We just had no toughness to our defense, and that showed in not turning them over. And at about the 8-minute mark in the timeout, I started hearing things that were very positive. A lot of times lately in timeouts, you're hearing a lot of we've heard a lot of excuse making. You know, that wasn't my man, or I did block out, or, you know, why did he take me out? At the 8-minute mark, guys started saying that things that were productive that could actually matter in the game. Hey, you've got to scream. Hey, go block out. Hey, we're not going to lose this game. Things that actually mattered when our back was against the wall. We need a little bit more of that. We tend to try to play to our talent rather than play with some toughness and some aggressiveness. And it was good to see that under about the 5-minute mark.
You just have to have it in basketball, don't you? Every single person on that floor and on that bench has to be paying attention and has to be locked in as a group. And you finally saw it in their faces, in their language, in that particular timeout. And I could ask you, what did you do to slow down or neutralize Tucker DeVries, who's a terrific NBA-type talent? It probably isn't just one person. It probably is that collective effort that just kind of got them out of their game.
Yeah, overall, we did a terrific job on him. He's one of the better players we've played against this year. He is a tough matchup. He's 6'7". He's big, strong, as you saw. Got a big chest on him and has an unbelievable understanding of the game. It seems like every shot that he puts up feels like it's going in. It's just such a soft shot. But he's one guy that, as we said, we wanted him to feel our presence in every second. He had to know that he was being guarded physically, aggressively. And it did take a lot of different guys. Javon Pickett did a good job. Fred Thatch did an amazing job. T.J. Hargrove, I think, is playing really good basketball right now. But, you know, our team, you know, we've had our struggles. And a lot, you know, and it comes from the aggressiveness, I think, the toughness, aggressive mentality. We have such a laid-back mentality, our team does at times, that it really affects us, and we think we're just going to win with talent. We think we're going to win the game on paper, like we have so-and-so. Well, nobody cares. You know, everybody, when that ball's thrown up, everybody's trying to win. And you've got to have, you know, some toughness about you, and it's got to be in form of action, not in form of talking about it, not in form of, oh, we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to do that. You got to go out and make it happen. And again, I saw that under the 5-minute mark. Hopefully we can bottle that up. It's what we've been looking for a very long time. And, it's been a bit of an issue for us.
And you have those role players that can provide that. Hargrove, I nudged my daughter and I said, I love 22. Watch this. You know, he's just got that energy and makes things happen. And, you know, he shouts to the crowd and to his own bench. He just has that little extra that you need. Thatch, of course, has always had that, I think. I love that Okoro ripped down 15 boards. You needed it. You need your big man to handle things on the glass. That's actually your identity, isn't it? At least that's what you're known for around the country. You're a tough rebounding team.
Yeah, you know, that's what we've been since I've been here. And my teams have always played an aggressive, tough, physical style of basketball, rebounding. And this team just, you know, we haven't shown that on a consistent basis at all. And it shows them that we don't turn teams over very much. Now, we've rebounded the ball at a pretty good pace most nights. When we don't play well, you can look at the rebounding and say, oh, you know, that's a problem. So that's an indication of, are we playing the style that we want to play and playing with the mentality that we want to play with? Because it starts with the mental part. The mental part will lead to the physical part. And, you know, that's what we've got to get. We got to bottle up and get on a consistent basis, the tough mental attitude. You go back to T.J. Hargrove, you're exactly right. T.J. Hargrove plays with passion. T.J. Hargrove plays with a personality. Does he make all the right decisions all the time? No, he does not. But I told him the other day, I think he's playing the best basketball since he's been here because we trust him defensively. We trust him on the offensive end. He's running the offense. And we love the personality. And we need that. This team desperately needs that. And you know, if we can get that, then we have a chance to be a pretty good team.
You mentioned Javon Pickett right out of the gate, 15 points, 6 rebounds for him, had a very nice game, regardless of even those numbers. He was even better than that, I thought. And then, you know, two guys I wanted to close with, and that would be, and you can comment on both. First, Gibson Jimerson, the guy graduates in the morning, and then comes out and scores 17 and eclipses the 1,000-point mark. And Javonte Perkins, I mean, you've said this over and over, he's one of the best guys on this team, but you had to visit with him and you had to challenge him, didn't you? At the same time, challenging yourself, I think, as his coach.
Yeah, no question. You know, sometimes you got to sit back and, you know, I do literally almost every day, multiple times a day, and evaluate your team, you evaluate yourself. And, you know, I brought Javonte in the first meeting and just told him, you know, first of all, apologize to him. You know, I need to take responsibility for kind of how he's playing. You know, I got to get out of the way of myself sometimes and let him play and let him get through some things. We all know he's not playing the way he is capable and the way he's going to play. And there's a reason for that. It's not his fault. He's had a very tough injury. He's still coming back from that injury. He is healthy, but it's still a process. It's still a confidence thing. And I wasn't building that confidence. I got to build that confidence in him. I told him, I said, Javonte, you do not need to lose confidence. You should have incredible confidence because you know who you are. I understand if you've lost confidence in me because I kind of pull you out too quick. I'm going to gain that confidence back that you can have in me by letting you play through more mistakes, understanding that this is a process. I keep saying it, so I got to believe it. I've got to live it. And you know, don't be looking over at me when you miss a shot or two, because I'm going to let you play. Now, if you're not defending, if you're not rebounding, then yes, we got a problem. So I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to start doing that. But here's what I need from you. And we had multiple conversations. Just an amazing young man, just an incredible young man. But I've got to breed that confidence in him. I've got to do that. And that's something I have not been doing. And, you know, hopefully that will help him, help our team. But, you know, it's still a process for him, and it's not going to be probably till January or so that he's back closer to the Javonte Perkins that we all know.
Well, the good news is you are expected to play well into March, and that's when it's going to count the most. But right now, all these wins are really important, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Javonte looks like in January, February, and March. There's no doubt about that. You have SIUE on Wednesday night at Chaffetz Arena to wrap up this homestand. Congratulations on last night. I just thought that last night was just a great college basketball game. That was just a great Midwest, heart of America, ice packs after the game on your body kind of basketball game. That was something else.
You sound like you're exactly right. You and I are a lot alike. We're just a good old college basketball game. And, you know, mid-December, two good teams, two solid teams going against each other. Both teams wanting to win extremely bad. Both teams making big plays. You saw good scoring, you know, a lot of good scoring, a lot of big plays. We had a great crowd last night. I can't say enough about our fans and the support our guys. I know we've struggled here lately and let a few fall, but they still came out last night and supported our guys, supported the Billikens, and that goes a long, long way. We want to win every game, no doubt about it. There's nobody hurting more in that locker room than our players and coaches when we don't perform the way we want to, but it matters. It matters when you show up to a game and, gosh, there's 8,000 people in there screaming for the Billikens, and it really, really is what it's all about, and we greatly appreciate the support.
Well, thank you very much, and we had a great time last night. I will talk to my girls in practice tomorrow about what they saw last night. That's for sure. It was a good learning experience for them, so thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
I appreciate you. There is the head coach, Travis Ford, the head coach of the Billikens. They win it over Drake, 83-75. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want all hockey players to pay attention. We have a youth hockey explosion in this area, and there's a 3-on-3 tournament that you are going to want to be a part of. It's on March 11th, Centene Community Ice Center. Details next on KMOX.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.